disrespecting my whole family.
You want to make this family whole again?
You don't turn your back on family.
Your code is about family.
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 I want to get back into that.
Facts.
Very fun. Yeah.
It was fun.
Do you have your water?
That's awesome. I don't have my water.
Your water's right here.
It's right
there.
My water?
Yeah,
that's
we your gave
water.
It to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Putting reach, they didn't have to reach across teacher.
But that was like when he was going to host at the pair. I asked him, I was like, how do you think this is going to go? Because you're not like a crowd work guy. And he's like, not well.
Yeah, okay.
We saw him host one time.
I haven't
seen
Midnight
Show.
Oh,
it was so funny. Yeah.
I heard it went well, though.
I mean, it was just exactly what he does every time. It might not have been hosting.
It's like opening monologue or whatever you call it.
It wasn't like
engaging to the audience. Because it's one-liners and it's dark.
Yeah. He just gets on stage and he goes like, you guys ready for a comedy show? All right. You might recognize me.
What's the deal with all the Greeks in
Oh, fuck.
That's
hell
awesome.
Yeah.
TJ just leaned into me once when Chris was on stage. Just like laughing. TJ just goes, he goes so hard at women for so long.
It's like most of his
set. He does like 7 straight minutes.
Yeah. He does,
though. My old girlfriend was a bitch.
I was hosting one time, and I went to bring him up, and I completely forgot his name. I did the exact same thing, where I was like, this next dude's hilarious. He's a good friend of mine. And he's standing right there and I'm looking at him. It was like fucking 5 seconds. And he's just like walking closer to the stage. I was like, Chris Kinback.
Dude,
I feel so bad.
I feel like I've talked about Chris Kinback too much on podcasts recently. I feel like we talked about him. We talked about him getting
That's
pussy
gonna
with
make
Jake.
Him famous. Is everyone just like talking about him on podcasts?
He's,
people are like, who the hell is this guy?
We got to get him on.
Oh, of course.
I'm fascinated to know what his family life is like. I'm just picturing just a bunch of like brothers and sisters. They're all just exactly like
they
Chris.
They're all like Jake's dad.
Yeah.
Just
they all
pussy.
Look like Chris.
Yeah, they all look like Chris.
Same even the
women
mom.
Are bald and wearing
Yeah, the mom. There's probably no sisters.
There's probably
only testosterone.
No, it would make sense
house.
If he found out he was a dude. He was like one
he had like
of six,
seven
and
sisters.
It's all women. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's not even from like a single parent household. His moms are lesbians.
he just loves being around women all the time. But he still says Gash.
Gash is
I love that. He's so fucking cool, dude.
He's hilarious, yeah.
Because I love like he would show up in a hat every single day, and then there was one day he showed up in like not like a fedora, it was like bigger than a fedora,
cowboy
but
hat.
Smaller than a
yeah,
cowboy hat.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a 1920 like a Stetson.
That's what Steve Francois
like,
looked at him, he's like,
you
know, he's like, you know Chris has black friends, look at that hat. I was like, yeah, I guess so, man. That makes sense. Yeah.
Dude, he's so funny to me. And I've just been talking about like I did Michael Good's podcast, brought him up this podcast last two times. But
I think we talked about it. The best part of it is that he's 34 years old.
But he's like ageless in a way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He doesn't he looks how he looks, and that's whatever. He looks like he's in his early to mid 30s or maybe late or whatever. He looks like he's in his 30s, but like the way he carries himself, I was like, dude, you could be like 20.
Yeah.
You could be 20 or 50 and you're just like exactly this dude.
I mean, he's literally like a 17-year-old boy who just found out you could have sex with people and he'll see a thing and be like, oh, gotta go fuck that. And
then he's always cruising. Yeah.
Dude,
he'll like stop barking and he'll just be like, I gotta
go
see about
that. He handed TJ his
dick.
Yeah,
he was barking once. I was standing next to him while he was barking. A girl walks by and he goes, I wanna go talk to her. I didn't even say anything. I just put up my hand. He gave me the tickets and ran after her.
That's awesome.
He also, weren't you saying?
Then he came back a minute later.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, if you're taking like shots like that all the time, 99% of them aren't gonna work.
But when it works,
you're doing 300 times a day.
Yeah. The raw numbers are impressive. But if you looked at the stats, you'd be
stats
like,
are terrible.
This is not efficient.
Right.
Yeah, no.
What was the other one?
He's like a power hitter.
And when Andrew Schultz walked by, he goes, has never met Andrew Schultz in his life, but he goes, hey, Schultzy, and like tries to hit him with the pair.
Wait, did I tell you that? Did I tell you that? Oh, dude. All right. So first of all, Ryan Reese walks by. You know Ryan Reese,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
And he barks at him. I'm like, dude, don't. He's a seller guy. He goes, I don't fucking know.
Right.
Then the next person, not comedian, next like person in the city who walks by, Al Franken. And he looks at him in the face and goes, comedy show.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, Chris, dude, do you not know who
that
is?
He's been in like the real news, not even comedy news.
Yeah, but fuck that, dude. He might like stand up. Why not? That's hilarious.
That is very funny.
If you had like a midnight pair show for like 5 people and one of them was by himself, Al Franken.
Just coming to check it out.
Yeah.
He's been doing seller spots.
Really?
Yeah.
Him and Jeffrey Gurian.
Oh,
I think,
what's his name? Jake was telling me that.
Yes. But Al Franken's been walking around a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, so then anyway, after that Schultz walks by like maybe a minute later, and he barks at him. But as he's like turning his head, and then he realizes it's Schultz, and he goes, "Comedy show, oh Schultz!" And he like shakes his tickets at him to try to get him to stop.
What is that?
Schultz just keeps walking. Yeah. Couldn't even a little bit see him. But he goes Schultzy like he knew him for 15 years. Right.
Like he's a Boston guy.
Oh my boy, Schultzy! Yeah. we used to play pickup basketball together.
Yeah.
I was one time barking for probably like a midnight show a couple years ago or however long ago, and it was dead on the street. There's like nobody out there, and I was like barking for an hour and a half, and I'm standing up by Ben's, and I see a dude walking towards me, and I like recognize, I'm trying to place him, I'm like staring at him, and there's no one on the street. So I see him from like over by Reggio, and we're like looking at each other. He looks, we make eye contact like three or four times.
Didn't that suck when it's like it's too far away to say anything, but oh, now yeah,
it's
I'm
way
stuck
too far,
in this.
But like we can't not acknowledge
we're
each
in a
other.
Thing,
we're
yeah.
the only two people out here. And so he's looking at me, I'm looking at him, and he's getting closer. I'm like, I fucking like know this guy, right? And he gets closer, and he like starts to do like a head nod, like "What's up?" And I go, "Comedy show." Mm-hmm. And he gets closer. Oh, that's Andrew Schultz.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, but I had like a minute and a half to recognize this guy.
He's around a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he used to do stuff.
He goes, "Yo."
Yeah, he's one of those.
Hell yeah. Well, that's Eli Haba, everybody.
I barked at.
Thank you very much.
For yeah, welcome.
Oh yeah,
thank
more
you for
stories.
Joining us. No,
oh, I thought
we
that was
talk about barking.
We're done. Yeah.
This is Eli Haba, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome
thank you for joining us.
Family Portraits. We've landed on a name.
Welcome
family
to Family
Portraits.
Portraits.
Family Portraits with
isn't that like
T. Jason.
Oh no, it's Family Therapy.
Oh fuck!
It's
no,
a
this
series
isn't
of
therapy.
Porn videos.
Oh, okay, well, good. Like, okay, that's fine.
We should call it
Family Therapy, and they're all dark
portraits.
Oh yeah,
we should Step Family Portraits.
That could be good. Or just call it Family Therapy. People are like looking to jerk off.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah,
that'll
probably
fuck,
boost all right,
what's this?
Yeah, this might be more entertaining because those I've watched a couple of those videos. Cause I remember like I saw one time and just like the lighting of it just looked so somber, and so I watched like the first few minutes and it's like a stepbrother and stepsister and one of them like has depression. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
This is
stepbro.
This is how inured
like,
no, we are to like
my medicine.
Weird porn stuff is like you see something called Family Therapy and you're like, I might as well check this out.
Yeah.
That's not the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in the
no,
world.
Because the titles don't mean anything.
The titles don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it means that people are going to be fucking their stepchildren and brothers.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know, family is the only thing that hits there.
What would be funny is if it's a girl, it's like a stepsister stuck in a washing machine, but then the stepbrother's actually just like giving her therapy.
Yeah. Right.
She's like, get me out of here. It's like, do you like get you out of your mental state or yeah, what do you mean? Yeah.
Get you out of
it's
your
like, you have to forget about your childhood.
That's an incredible subcategory of it's almost exclusively step stuff, but like the stuck in something. Stuck under the table, stuck under the bed. It's always step.
And isn't that weird how they were like, it can't be just a girl stuck in a thing. It has to be, you have
step.
To be related to her.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like that category doesn't exist with anything else.
Also, no one has ever been stuck in a washing machine. That's not a thing that's happened.
No,
no one's been stuck in a window.
That is,
right.
That is so funny. That like, first of all, the washing machine,
it also,
you can
it
fit.
Shows them stuck and it's just like, I saw one that was a woman stuck under a table, and it's just like she was under the table with her arms spread out.
Yeah.
Like that's why she couldn't get out. Yeah. The way you got in.
Just narrow. It's like a pickle jar. You just narrow and then.
Well, there is,
right.
They're all retarded. There's a lot of incest in this family, apparently.
That is true.
It's true.
They're all inbred.
So yeah. Brother, I can't move, brother. Sis, move your arms.
What was that accent?
Fuck
on
me.
The first person?
Just like a retarded southern person.
Okay.
That'd be funny. It was just actually.
Brother!
All incest porn is actually inbred people. Yeah. And it's like, oh, this isn't
it's
sexy
all like,
at all.
They should
people
do incest
like giant
porn,
hornets.
But it's like The Hills Have Eyes cast.
Yeah, that'd be. Dude. That 1,000% exists.
Yeah, yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be. We just watch The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Stepbrother porn in like 20 years, they're all just going to look the same. They're all going to be Chris Kimback's family. Just looking the same.
We get pussy in this family. That's what we do.
What are you, just coming from the gym?
No, Hoboken's under a boil water effect.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't get water from the tap?
No, not right now.
How are we not? Because we're right next to it. It's got to be like the same water, right?
I don't know. I
don't
mean, there might be parts
they're
in
the
New
middle
York
of
fitters.
Switching governors. I don't think they care about you guys right now.
Right.
They're just
and
doing
mayors.
And mayors?
Yeah.
Who's the mayor?
Probably going to be Eric Scott.
Not William Wilhelm.
It's pretty locked in now, isn't it?
Well, I thought that was the election for mayor, and then it wasn't.
Oh yeah, it was the runoff,
right? Well, no, it was like the primary.
Yeah,
no,
but a Republican is never
exactly.
Yeah, he's gonna win 80% of the
give
vote.
Give it time,
yeah.
Dude. We'll fucking
you'll take over.
We'll win.
You'll take over New York City.
We're biding our time,
dude. I love this story. I've actually told, but Jared Schwartz at one point was like, this was like November or like late October before the election, and he was like, dude, I think New York might go red this year. I was like, there's literally, it's mathematically impossible. Yeah. And he was like, dude, but if these like riots keep going, this October, like the riots ended 4 months ago.
Right.
But he's like, oh, and man.
It's like, yeah, New York will go red like in most of Long Island and upstate New York.
Where you're from, it's Staten Island. Yeah.
Staten Island's as red as can be.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
They are from
And Redman.
Right.
Because he's the red man, or because he's
no, he just also lives in Staten Island.
Oh,
yeah,
they're all from Staten Island.
Isn't he part of Wu-Tang?
No, he's Meth Man's cousin. I don't think he was part of Wu-Tang, was he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was because it was like originally what, like 9, and then it went up to like 14 at one point.
Yeah. Now there's like 177.
Yeah,
there's a lot of affiliates.
Yeah,
there's a documentary coming out about them.
Oh, nice. I'm
excited for that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Eli Haba, welcome What's to up? Family Portraits, maybe Step Family Portraits.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Good question.
New Jersey, originally?
Mm-hmm. Dude, near me.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was born in L.A.
You were born in L.A.
But oh, I grew
up in L.A. That makes sense.
That makes sense of your add up. Good looks and your...
A lot of see-through shirts.
Yeah, see-through shirts.
And the ones that aren't see-through, I just cut the nipples
out. Yeah. A lot of button-down shirts.
And like a little window for the chest hair, yeah.
Yeah.
Like mesh belly shirts.
Yeah.
Or a roller skate.
Well, that's in fashion now.
That is true. Yeah. So, from Los Angeles, raised in New Jersey...
Yeah, I mean, I was born in
LA. Why were you born in LA?
Why was I?
Yeah.
My parents thought I could get California citizenship.
They were just still, they're Israeli, right?
My dad's from Israel.
And he was just confused about the whole process. He thought California was another country.
Well, he was like, if I have enough kids here, then I'm a citizen. He thought you just count them up.
Just a lot of anchor babies, just tie yourself
down.
Exactly,
yeah. But you can still get deported.
I thought, oh, can he really?
Wait, is he not a citizen?
Probably. No, my dad's been here for like 43 years.
And he's not a citizen.
He doesn't want to be a citizen.
Okay.
Not only that, he has his original like resident alien card that they gave him in the early 80s or something like that.
I want an alien card.
Yeah. You could get one if you went to another country.
How often does he have to redo that?
US,
so
maybe.
He got it in like, I can't remember the date on it. I've seen it so many times, but like it's from like 1981 or something like that. Or 1982. It was a very early 80s. And he got it before they printed them with expiration dates.
So damn.
Forever.
Oh, okay.
Usually
cool.
You have to renew it, like, I think once every 5 or 10 years. Okay. And they all have, like, microchips now and everything like that. So he has the original one. It's, like, the lamination is, like, coming off and it's, like, frayed on the edges and shit like that. And it's a picture of him from, like, when he's my age. It doesn't even look anything like him anymore. And, like, every time he comes through customs, he has to give it to them. And they're like, we don't do this anymore.
Like, he's like, well, fucking. It.
And he's like, well, it's good in perpetuity. So figure it out, bitch.
He's grandfathered in. He's like Mariano Rivera wearing 42.
Well, it's like
42.
If you're a resident alien and like you're married to a citizen, you like it would be almost impossible to like deport the guy.
Your
he's
mom's
like
a citizen?
Yeah, my mom was born in New Jersey. So she's a New Jersey citizen.
Are they still married?
Yeah. They've been married for like 40
years.
Where's
she from?
I think she was born in Verona, but she grew up like
There's a good chance your mom and my dad had sex.
Yeah.
Because he's from around that.
If you're just from the
Was your dad
like slinging?
Dude, my dad.
Oh, yeah. And was your mom slinging puss? That's the other question.
Dude.
Yeah, probably.
Was your mom she was throwing it around?
She was a big slut?
I have no idea.
Damn. Your mom and Jake's dad should meet. They would love each other.
I don't understand this thing about like Jake's dad sleeping around because like has another family now.
Yeah, no, it's just funny.
Yeah, just to get pussy.
Yeah.
That family's cool with it.
Nothing gets pussy like a married man.
It's
probably true.
We understand Jake was telling us that his dad's new daughter or stepdaughter, is it Jake's half-sister, was making you extremely uncomfortable by talking about a great dad Jake's dad is to her.
It was, the whole, when we went down there, because like we drove from here to, I guess, St. Petersburg, Florida or something like that, wherever his dad's living. And so we drove down there in 2 days, and like every 100 miles we got closer, Jake would just get more and more uncomfortable. Like when we like pulled into the city, it was being real weird. And I'm like, dude, are you like crazy nervous to see your dad? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like he was just
Jakey boy. Long time no see. Smell my fingers.
And then we meet his dad, and I'm like, I could see how like you have a problem with him, like given the history and all the stuff you've told me, but he's like kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Like I have no problem with
frosted tips, fucking open.
Yeah,
Hawaiian
puka
shirt,
shell necklace.
Puka shell necklace going through gray chest hair.
Condoms all over the apartment.
Condoms,
used
dude,
and like, unused.
You wish there were condoms lying around. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's cool as fuck.
Yeah. They're all open, like, but nice. Not used. He just tosses them.
He just wants it just to keep track.
Yeah. Right. I don't need this, right? All right.
Just, if you want, I can throw this on. Just holds it and like disdainfully unraveled when he's about to fuck.
This whole
Do you want me to put this fucking thing on?
We should just make this whole podcast about Jake's dad getting pussy. Like every episode.
Yeah, Chris Kinback and Jake. The two pickup artists. All
right. More about your family, though. So mom, dad's fucking not a citizen.
No, he's from Israel.
That's wild.
Never got the
What side is he on, Israel, Palestine?
He's pretty pro-Germany.
Is your dad still like BB?
I think he's like weird with politics. Like my dad doesn't have like a lot of actual opinions. Mm-hmm. He's just opinionated.
Okay.
So he likes to argue.
Okay.
So whatever if you say anything, he'll say the opposite.
Is your dad old?
He's 65, 66, so
regular,
something like that.
Regular age.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 30, so, you know.
Is your dad 65?
My dad's turning 65 this year.
Wow. Yeah, my dad's young as fuck, dude. My dad's like 54.
Yeah, your dad crushes pussy.
And
dude.
You're like 26. Dude, your dad had you when he was like, what, 27?
24. Yeah.
Damn, are you the oldest?
You're the baby. Oh, you are the oldest.
Yeah.
You're the oldest but the smallest.
I think my parents had like my older sibling when they're about that age, because my sister's like 11 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, were you an accident?
Almost definitely.
Okay.
I think most kids are. Like, kind of like
an
like
you,
like, not you me,
pull,
dude.
Pull the goalie, and they're like, if it happens, whatever. And then it happens, and you're like, yeah, why not?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It's not really an accident if you're just finishing inside of someone all the time.
I guess. It's like an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
what this podcast should be about.
So when you so finish in your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So your dad's dumping loads in your mom for a while. Well, then 11 years later, they're like, uh-oh.
My parents have been married. I think they got married in 79. Mm-hmm. I think that makes sense. And then my sister was
Jake's
born
dad got married in 69.
In like
269. Got married 269. Yeah,
every
dude.
Year is 19.
Married to the game.
Yeah.
Summer of love. Anyway, go on.
My parents got married in like 79, and I think my sister was born in 1980. So,
okay. Like, ooh, shotgun wedding. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hold on. They were Did you ever add up the dates on that?
I
know when 79
I think it was
80?
Like a green card thing for my dad.
Right.
Because my parents met on Christmas Day. I think they met Christmas Day 1979.
And but he didn't. That didn't matter to
married
him,
married
right?
on. No, it didn't matter. They met at like a nightclub.
Yeah, they met at a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, wait. So hold on. Here's a question. So Eli is, we make jokes about Chris Kinback and Jake's dad. Eli is also like a noted Lothario among the people we know.
Good word.
Was your dad
it is a good word. What does it
slinging
mean?
Quality oh, dick like, that allowed it? Was your dad slinging Casanova? Anchor dick that your mom was like, I got to keep this guy
I
in the
I've seen pictures of my dad. Like he's very charming. Mm-hmm. Like he's really good at talking to people. And he's very charismatic. And I've seen like pictures of him from when he was like my age or younger. And like, he's a good looking dude.
So you think he was.
And he also would have been like so exotic. Like he was coming to LA, is where my parents met. LA in like the 70s with like long hair. And
it's probably
like
the first time your mom ever tried.
Skin.
Mom had never seen hummus before.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did your dad want to make it big?
Israeli salad.
Why did he move to LA?
Yeah, he did. Toss her Israeli
just,
salad.
Like, more opportunity in America and like pretty much none in Israel.
Now there's a bunch of opportunity in Israel.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You can
so
fucking
money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not really any opportunity in Israel. You can work in tech.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Like,
what does your dad
it's
do?
Very specific opportunity.
Or the, what's the CIA thing?
The Mossad.
Yeah. That's it. It's cool. I watched
you either kill Palestinians or like work in a business and like deal with some
yeah,
sort of
you
weird
work in a startup
sanction.
Or you like oppress Palestinians. Right. So.
And you can do both if you want.
Yeah. You could do a startup that oppressed, like,
Galen
you
does
could
both.
Start, like, an app that, like,
we track them all over.
The
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
We so make sure, just an app, it's like, make sure they're not up to anything. That's right. Just the whole purpose of the app. Just sell it to fucking paranoid Israelis, dude. Wait, what does your dad do?
Both my parents are in the clothing industry.
The clothing industry.
Oh.
All right.
Is your dad a little flamboyant? See, a little.
Yeah, my dad is very flamboyant.
Is he really?
I wouldn't even say flamboyant. He has like a very kind of Middle Eastern 70s style. A
lot of silk shirts?
Yeah.
Really? Like, okay,
silk.
I know.
They're like knockoff silk.
He's like,
a lot of like floral patterns.
A lot of rings.
He'll wear shit that like he's wearing so much stuff that it's all like lost in the outfit.
Okay.
Like,
got
you
it.
You can't like pick anything out. See, but like when you like focus on one thing, you're like, dude, your belt is like encrusted in pebbles. It just has like river stones
really?
All over his belt.
He that's wears awesome. Like that? Does it, yeah. That's
are,
great.
A lot of rings and necklaces?
No jewelry.
Okay.
And none anymore. When I was a kid, he wore a gold chain. That was it.
Of course, obviously, yeah. With chest hair popping.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Of course.
Dude,
he actually doesn't have like a ton of body hair. I'm by far the hairiest person.
In my head, your dad is Zohan.
Yeah. Zohan. Is that close?
When he was younger, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's just like an older Israeli guy.
Now he's like Wayne Diamond.
I don't even know who that is.
The guy from Uncut Gems?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not really.
All right.
Kind of.
Another Adam Sandler.
He's like a schmoozer.
He's a schmoozer.
Okay.
That's pretty fun.
So both in the clothing industry.
Yeah, they work together.
Is that how they met?
No, they met. My dad asked my mom for a cigarette at a nightclub in like 1979. While he had another girlfriend.
He goes, hey, bitch.
I found that out. Can I get a cigarette? Can I give you a cigar?
I found that out they would tell that story all the time. Like, my dad asked my mom for a cigarette in 1979. My mom moved to LA when she was like 17. She like left home, moved across country. She's from New Jersey. And my dad moved there from Israel. And
he's How old is your mom?
She's like a year younger than my dad.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 2 years, something like that. She was born in like, I think, 56, and my dad was born in 54.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somewhere around that. I don't know. Yeah, because I guess he's about to be 67. But yeah, so they meet at this nightclub and blah. And like, my parents had told me that story so many times. And a few years ago, I was in the basement of the house I grew up in. And like, my parents are getting ready to move. So we're kind of like going through stuff. And we find this book. And I can't even remember what it was. It was maybe like a cookbook, or it was like a technical book about like how to do like a manual or something like that. It was something like this. And my dad's a big hoarder. Like, he's had things for like 55 years.
Yeah, like his fucking alien card.
Oh yeah, dude. No, my dad never throws anything away. So he has this book, and like, I find it in the basement with my mom, and I open it, and it's just like everything's crossed off, and it's like, fuck you, Rami. That's my dad's name.
Ooh.
And it's like, you said you loved me, like shit like that. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Shit. And my mom's laughing. She's like, oh, that's like Lisa. And I was like, who's Lisa? And she's like, that was your dad's girlfriend when we met.
Your dad kept hate letters from his ex-girlfriend?
Isn't that psychotic?
That's wild.
Yeah.
No, I think that's good. Keeps you motivated.
Keeps you motivated.
Don't fuck up this one.
Oh, yeah, because I can't go. There's no going back.
Yeah.
It's still, even now, he's like, there's no going back.
Maybe that's why he keeps it. It's like, Lisa's my fallback if things don't work out with your mom.
It's like, she has her phone number scrawled in there somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, at the end of it all,
but it's
like,
a phone
call
number
me.
That's like, it's
seven
like three
digits.
Letters and six
seven
numbers.
Digits.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're
yeah,
the spawn
like
of a cigarette.
579.
Your dad picks up the phone. He's like, can I speak to an operator? And just dial tone.
You have to. He has one of those old phones. Like, this is how I get in touch with my ex.
Oh, he might still have something like that.
He does have one of those phones.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is this all in your basement?
It's in like a few basements.
How many boxes are we talking?
A few basements.
No boxes. Just everything's loose.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. And like, stacked in crazy ways.
Does your mom, how's your mom feel about that?
Oh, she hates it, but she like gave up that fight years ago.
Nice.
What, the hoarding? The amount of things, or all his old bitches?
Amount of things.
Yeah. Damn. He must have so many other things from old girlfriends then.
Probably.
Damn.
That's yeah, I think when children. He first came to America, because they
pregnancy
met like tests. Not long after my dad came to America, maybe like a year or two. Maybe like 4 or 5 years, whatever. He wasn't here like a crazy amount of time when they met. But I think he was probably like really putting in some work.
Dude, you owe
like
your life.
LA community.
Oh, laying pipe.
Yeah.
You think so? You think he's fucked anybody famous?
I have no idea.
I feel like he would have mentioned it by now.
Yeah.
He's getting to that age where you just start telling.
Yeah. Stuff. Betty White.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's already old
that's
then.
The oldest
right, yeah.
person.
She was 60 then.
You owe your life to Marlboro, probably.
No, my mom smoked. Well, I guess, yeah. I
Newports.
Owe my life to cigarettes. No, my mom smoked.
That's why you're
Kent's, which is a brand I don't even know
that
exists anymore. It's
like
one of those
70s girl cigarettes,
brands.
Right?
Yeah, like Kissed or something like that. Okay. And like James
Virginia
Dean.
Slims.
Oh, no, that's a soda. Yeah, Virginia Slims. But those are like the tiny ones. Kent's, I think, were like a mentholated.
Oh, the thin ones? The
Virginia
French
Slims.
Looking ones?
Yeah, but those are still around.
Those are sweet. Those
you can get
around.
Those. I've never seen a pack of Kents, but that's what my mom smoked like 2 packs a day of those.
Do they still smoke?
No, my mom quit when she got pregnant with me. I have two older siblings, so she didn't smoke when she was pregnant with them, but she started smoking like immediately after.
Right.
She's smoking 2 packs a day, and then she quit when she got pregnant with me for good. And my dad just abruptly and out of nowhere stopped smoking like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Smoked from when he was like 13 to like 65.
Just got tired
no
of
idea
it?
Why he quit. No, he like went on vacation. He went to Malta, and he went on vacation and just like forgot to bring a pack of cigarettes. And then, like, between traveling and whatever and how long the flight was, he, like, ended up making it, like, a full day without a pack of cigarettes and, like, forgot to smoke the next day. And he was like, wow, this is, like, the longest I've gone without a cigarette in decades. And so just kept with it.
Nice. Damn.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
Do they care that you smoke?
No.
Nice.
But they've never cared that. I think once I was, like, 16, they, like, stopped caring that I smoked.
Well, yeah. I mean, before that, you're a child. So that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I was, like, just getting in, like, so much trouble. They're like, okay, if you can
I guess you're, like, flipping over
thing.
Cars on Xanax
exactly,
and shit.
Yeah.
The cigarettes are like, look, dude, I guess you can smoke.
Fucking whatever. Yeah, if you need to have a victory here.
So you have two older siblings. What do they do?
The oldest one's my sister. And she's a nurse she downtown. Hot? Yeah, I mean, she's related to me.
Nice.
You know,
she's in LA.
You can't even get like the, you got to get some residual from this makeup, you know.
But you're younger.
Yeah, but yeah. A lot of the times when there's a good looking boy, the girl maybe not so much, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Eli's good looking in the way that could translate to a girl. Yeah, you could be, you know what I mean? You could be a good looking girl as well. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. When I was a kid, when I was like 12, I had like long hair. It came down to my shoulders. Right. And I have
just
thin
like
hair.
Your father.
Yeah. So when it comes down, when I grow my hair long, it like curls up and like has like a very cute bounce. It's very effeminate. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, my hair would get natural highlights just from the sun.
From the cigarette.
So I'd
smoke.
Have like light brown hair with like yellow highlights, and I would get mistook for a girl all the time.
I'm just thinking of like straight pedophiles like hitting on Eli and be like, oh gross, you a boy?
What are you?
Yeah. You just hear high flute like voice, and they're like, oh get out of here.
That's disgusting.
He starts pulling out a cigarette and like, too old man. Sisters, how old?
11 years older 41. Than you.
Holy shit, you have 40, a 41-year-old sister?
40 or 41.
Does she have kids?
Like yeah, she's a niece. I have a niece. She has a daughter.
She also has a couple nieces that Eli doesn't know about.
Yeah, they're in Hungary or something.
Wait, so 41, are you guys tight?
Yeah, I'm pretty close with like all my family.
Nice,
yeah.
That's nice.
We have dinner.
You guys, yeah.
Yeah, you do that. Yeah, you do dinner every dinner. Friday, right?
The Jew dinner, yeah.
The Jew dinner. What is that about? Why do they have Jew dinners?
I don't know. It's like, why do you guys go to church, you know?
I don't.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so you're not a good... It's like one of those religious things.
Well, Shabbat dinner isn't even specifically... people always do it, but is it
even a
thing?
Well, it's kind of like a Seder, I guess.
Oh, yeah, the Seder. Like a Seder. Yeah, what is it even
it's like
for?
You're supposed to make like a Kiddush and like a blessing with the bread. So it does have like a religious kind of...
But is your dad
undertone,
religious?
Overtone.
Is your family religious?
My dad's not religious. He's like 67. So every year that he gets closer to his death, like his own mortality, I think makes him more religious, which is pretty common.
Yeah.
I think it is. But it's kind of for older people.
Yeah.
So you
it's
do.
It's for young people to have morals and older people to believe in something.
Yeah.
So you do dinner every Friday with your family.
Yeah, but it's again more like a tradition than anything else.
A lot of chicken.
Yeah.
Sip.
And it's also soup? Like my dad's. No, we don't have chicken soup. We usually have some kind of chicken.
Good. Yeah,
my mom cooks
it. Matzah bread. I don't know
Jewish
so stuff.
Yeah, that's for Passover.
Aren't they supposed to do all the cooking before Shabbos? Do they do it after the sun goes down?
You're supposed to do it like when the sun goes down. You're supposed to like light these candles when like there are three stars in the sky or something like that, like a certain time or whatever.
See,
maybe that's Yom Kippur. You break
the
fast
there in New
when
Jersey.
There are three stars. Yeah, especially like they live right next to New York. So
this guy's a different shade of purple. Just fucking cook the food.
You count the helicopters and then you can go. Yeah.
I don't get. Do you like pray? Tell me about this dinner. I don't know anything about Jewish culture.
You should come sometime.
I'm busy. Yeah.
Every
Friday. Yeah. Can you use your phones? Can you use technology, or is it like that bullshit where
you
have to walk there?
No, we never do that. So like we only go to temple once a year. We'll go on Yom Kippur. We didn't go last year.
What's Yom Kippur to me?
It's a day of repentance.
They don't have one, do they?
No, I mean not, there's not like
they have confession, but it's basically like your system of confession. Which is like you go in
there
and you like blow the priest or whatever.
It's like Good Friday.
Blow the priest. He comes on you and then that's when you're like, oh, I'm relieved.
So we get all that out in one day. You apologize for all your sins.
So you can be bad for 364 days and then Yom Kippur, you're like, I won't eat till there's three stars. And then Yahweh's like, good. You're good to go.
It's the most important Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
Not Passover? The day that Christ was killed by you guys or some shit?
Yeah. That's what that is about for us. Yeah. That's why we eat the matzah.
That's Jesus.
Got him.
Body and bread.
Yeah, but that's like the big one.
Yom Kippur. What time of the year is that?
It's 8 days after Rosh Hashanah.
It's next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for comparing a Jewish holiday to another Jewish holiday.
Monday.
I would get that.
Rosh Hashanah is Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Damn, you guys have to fast soon?
That's Yom Kippur.
Are you going to fast?
I do it, yeah.
Really?
I like things that are like mental challenges.
So
Yom Kippur, you fast completely, no water, no food for 25 hours.
25? Why?
Yeah, just over a day.
Wait, so you do it for like the Tony Robbins aspect of it, not the Yahweh aspect.
I think
aspect.
You should, do things that make you uncomfortable.
I do too, but like it's funny that you're like, I'm going to abide by this Jewish holiday.
I know you can't understand not eating food for more than 2 hours, but.
DJ's like, yeah, so I'm hold on. So what do you mean?
Obviously, cake is fine,
there's
though, right?
Still snacks, right? You can still have snacks.
Frosting, like a top of frosting, that's not really food.
Yeah. Pizza doesn't really count. Subway isn't food,
pleasure.
So you can have Subway.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, pizza's a vegetable, so that's not true.
I actually, I fast. I haven't eaten anything today. I fast just about every day until like 5 p.m. Yeah.
And then he just...
And then I go to
several days worth of food.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, actually. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's good.
The last like 4 days I've come home, I got cookies and ice cream.
Hell yeah, dude.
4 days in a row.
Nice.
We you had a little snack after we left the Lantern last night as well, right?
Oh, if by snack you mean dinner, then yeah.
Yeah, nice little... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a little snack. I had pasta primavera. Just like...
No, I had...
I just had a tub of penne vodka as I was leaving.
Yo, you'll like this. When I was in college, freshman year to sophomore year, my coach, he was like, we want you to get bigger because you're going to move to third, so get as strong as you can.
And so he's been going on that diet for the last 14 years.
I ate a tub of ice cream every day, a gallon of ice cream.
And your coach is like,
why
did
you think I would like that?
It's funny that I ate a gallon of ice cream every day.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's like where that habit formed.
Yeah, probably.
That's, you're like a serving
and even,
of ice
and
cream.
And even then his
gallon.
Coach is like, you can't... I didn't say a tub of ice cream. Where did you get that? Just like,
you're like, you said get bigger. And he's like, yeah, dude, like muscle. Eat
TJ,
chicken.
try to get like strong, try to get big. Tub of ice cream.
Have
you
got been it. Doing like any push-ups or anything?
Just before he even finishes the sentence, he's just having one of those like drumstick ice cream cones.
He pulls three like sticks of butter out.
Fuck. That's what I was. That's what I was doing. I was just eating so much.
Yeah. That's like Jack Byram. Jack Byram eats ice cream almost every night because he's trying to like fill out a calorie count.
That's what I was doing. I was trying to eat so many calories lifting heavy.
Fine. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wish your workout was a part of it. Yeah.
I was lifting heavy.
Jack also has
gallons of ice cream.
Jack caddies in the summer, right? Does he work out a lot?
Yeah, he does work out a lot.
He's pretty fucking jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked.
He is.
It's just funny because, like, as you said, like he's always getting like fries with like cheese on them and like.
Well, he's got a thing of like he's always trying to like fill out like I think like 3,500 calories a day or something.
Whew.
So like if you see him at night, he's like, oh, I haven't eaten nearly enough.
Nice.
Damn.
Fucking gains, dude.
Fucking yeah,
dude.
Gains.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
Brother?
Right on, dude. All right. So I think I know the answer to this, but I would like our audience to know you got in a lot of trouble as a kid, right?
Yes.
Let's hear some of it.
Yeah.
I got in a lot of trouble as a kid.
By your parents or the police?
Both.
One and then the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Were your parents,
usually
were they
the
good parents?
Told my parents.
Were they good parents in good terms parents. Of like caring about you?
Yeah.
I feel like
my parents were great.
They like, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, they loved me. Yeah.
Okay.
Love me still, actually.
But they weren't like, fucking Eli's getting arrested again.
No, they were never like strict parents to like, they were strict-ish with me because I was getting in trouble all the time.
I
had a lot of boundaries because I kept breaking them. So like every time I'd keep getting in trouble. So like my net of like what they would allow me to do would get, you know, smaller and smaller.
Where does this come from?
Yeah, exactly.
Where does your bad boy mentality come from?
It's probably like my California lifestyle.
You're such a bad boy, dude.
Yeah. Just being fucking locked down in the suburbs. Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be hitting the waves
now. Dude. I'm supposed to be surfing like James Dean.
You're like Ryan Reynolds in every high school movie. That's pretty tight. You're just a bad boy, dude.
Just Ryan Reynolds in high school. And fucking Eli still hangs out in high schools to this day. Living it up, dude.
Wait, no, but was your brother a bad guy?
Smoke cigarettes. People like, can you please get out of here, sir? You don't work here.
That's what I like about high school girls, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Was your brother a piece of shit or just
no? My older siblings, like, they would get in trouble or whatever, like, I mean, but normal, like, they would party or whatever. I think my brother got arrested for like having weed one time, but that was really the extent of it. They both, like, my sister liked to drink, my brother liked to drink, whatever, they would party, but the, like, normal kids getting in trouble by their parents who were getting drunk or whatever. But yeah, I got arrested like, I don't know, like 3 times before I graduated high school.
For what?
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I remember a funny anecdote tied to that I'm going to want to bring up. And then what'd you get arrested for?
I got arrested for shoplifting a couple times and
fire.
Technically, yeah, got arrested for
it's funny that your parents,
time.
You're
but
like
that was not real.
It's funny that you're like, oh, my parents like expanded it and they were like shoplifting. He's like, well, I mean, I guess we'll let them steal gum now. You know what I mean?
No, they shrunk it. Like, the more trouble I got in, the more, like, they were strict with
me. Oh, I thought you were like, okay. I thought they were like, well, he's doing weed, so I guess drinking's fine.
It's like New Jersey. Are we going to tell him he can't do Oxycontin?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
All right.
We want him to be cool.
Yeah.
Right. We want him to fit in.
What was the story about
honey,
the...
Honey, you know I used to fuck. We need him to fuck.
I'm sorry. Do you want a fucking nerd kid? Get out there, Eli. Yeah. What was the situation?
Our first son was a disgrace. He had what? Two sex?
Yeah, he's like
two sexes.
What is he, a fucking CPA now? God damn it! Running his own business. That kid sucks. What? Tell me the. Can you the story about the judge that you went up in front of who was very lenient?
These your mics?
Yeah, my fucking.
This is radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The judge you went up in front of, who's famously lenient, right?
Oh yeah. I forgot I told you that story. So I got arrested 3 times in high school. I think maybe I got arrested more. I had to go to court 3 times before I turned 18. From like the age of like 13 to 17, I had to go to court in Newark, like real court.
Wait, what'd you do when you were 13?
Was
that shoplifting?
14? No, that was arson.
Did maybe you I fuck your teacher?
Wait a second.
Arson?
What'd you burn down?
A forest.
That's it was dude, bullshit. That's just no, I climate
was
like, change.
That wasn't bullshit. Yeah, that was exactly. It was 100% your fault. Well, how did it happen?
Eli started climate change.
I was lighting smoke bombs in the woods.
Okay, so
with my friend.
That, so it wasn't bullshit.
And yeah, well, okay. So listen,
what's
some
a smoke
shit
bomb?
On fire.
We're a smoke what bomb is like bomb? A firecracker, just makes smoke though.
Okay.
Yeah, smoke bomb. You know what a smoke bomb is?
Never seen one of my.
Yo, you seem like really? Such a kid that fucked your teacher. Did you ever
you
get handsy with
what
your teacher?
Smoke bombs are.
I mean, yeah. I get the concept now that you're explaining it.
Yeah, it's very.
Wait, hold on. Answer his question. Did you ever fuck a teacher?
No.
Did you get handsy? Did you like? I feel like
I had female teachers that liked.
When'd you
me
lose
a lot.
Your virginity?
16.
Pretty reg.
All right. Yeah.
It'll probably happen for you soon.
I thought you were gonna say like 12 or some shit.
No, that's like you're like messed up.
That's what when I heard someone say they lost their virginity at 5, and it's like you were molested.
Yeah, that's not the
by
same
a trusted
thing.
Relative.
Exactly. You were raped. Yeah.
All right, so setting off smoke bombs. Curious to hear how setting off smoke bombs in the forest was bullshit.
Just because the detective was a dick.
Okay.
So
literally, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, very good. Yeah. Nice. We were lighting off firecrackers in the woods, and like we caught some of the leaves on fire.
Mm-hmm.
They start burning. We like stamp them out. We pee on them, whatever. We leave. What else are you going to do? You're not going to carry jugs of water.
Quick, take your penis out.
Yeah, now that I think of it, it was like the older boy's idea. He's like, kept. He was like, well, here's
Eli
good. I'm like, I think that's dangerous. He's like, no, take your dick out.
Yo, no, he fucking.
And
they
that
do
was the
smoke
day
bomb.
I lost my virginity.
And it's only smoke. And then he takes out a lighter and he fucking flicks it. And he throws it. Take your penis out. Take your penis out.
And now you're done peeing. Rub it a little bit. Yeah.
Now take mine out. Quick.
Whoa, yours is pretty big, man. That's pretty cool.
So you peed on the fire.
So we put it out as best we could, right? We put it out. And then we leave. And like a half hour later, like fire trucks come. I'm like, oh shit. And I guess it restarted.
The
and
firemen get there and they're like, take your penises out. Take your penises out.
Guys, hurry.
Yeah. Yeah. The cops
make a
come.
Circle. Circle it.
<That's> All right, guys, you know our procedure. Whip your dicks out.
Yeah.
It's a small forest fire
from the cops
smoke
in your,
bombs.
There's no fire hydrants down here. Fuck.
Yeah, the firemen in your town just had crotchless pants, right?
Yeah, dicks hang out all the time. That's why everyone has a crush
yeah,
on fire.
Yeah, they drove in like a
they
Mini
were,
Cooper.
Yeah. They assless chaps and, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the fire trucks come.
Oh, fuck.
They pee
and,
out the
they
fire.
They come and they put out the fire again.
Just a fireman walking out of the woods with his dick swinging. I'm like, who started that fire?
He's it tired. Like, he's wiping his head.
It was like,
quick, give me more water.
Yeah.
No, he like, just drinks water. It.
No, drink it faster.
Need to fill up my bladder ASAP. All right.
That's good.
Thanks. Good. Yeah.
All right, so whatever. It's like the cops, the firemen come, ball, and it was like down the street from me.
Right.
So, like it was like pretty much my neighbor's backyard, and so they knew who I was, and so like hour after
taste
that,
the pee.
Yeah.
That's Abba.
This is Abba. Yeah. And he was playing out with that boy. Yeah.
They go ladder 49.
Never forget.
Already been here.
So they come and find you.
The cops like come to my house and they're like, did you light a fire in the woods today? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, your neighbors like nice. Saw you and someone did.
Oh, they lied to you?
No, like somebody saw me down okay. there, right? Like, because it was my neighbor's backyard. They knew it was me. Like, they came right to my house. And so whatever, I go down to the police station. I'm like talking to them and I'm talking to this detective.
Wait, did you admit it?
Eventually.
Yeah. Wait, you're 13? You're 13?
Yeah. I was maybe 15. I was very young.
Did you have a lawyer when you were in there?
No, I went with my parents.
Oh.
And so we go down, we're like talking to the detective. And like even my parents were like, you're a fucking idiot. But like you were lighting off fireworks in the woods and like
started
a fire.
It's a childish thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like.
And so I go down there and I was with like 2 other kids. And yeah, I guess I must have been like 15. But I was with 2 other kids and yeah, because I was in high school because one of them wasn't from my town. Whatever. So these 2 other kids and like the neighbors saw 3 kids. They recognized me. And so they told the cops that and the cop was like, who were the other kids? And I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that, dude. Like, you don't know who they are. You know who I am. It's fine. Like, if they were my fireworks. And he was like, you have to tell us who they are. And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. And even my dad was like, dude, he's not going to tell you. Like, that's not why I get them involved. It's not a part of it.
Damn, goes, I would have bitched out so quick.
Well, he was like,
I would have been like, Jason David Eli Hava. Am I free? Am I good? Yeah.
He was like,
if you want other names, I can give you names.
It was like, if you don't tell me who they are, I'm going to charge you with arson. Because arson can be like also the destruction of like state property or something like that, right? And like my parents were like, what are you, he's 15. What are you, insane? It's not arson. And then he like types up like a statement about like what happened, whatever, as best as I can.
Turns the computer. That's arson. Yeah. You better fucking tell me.
I wrote it right here.
I'll hit enter right now.
And I was like, I'm not going to tell you, dude. Like, you can try. Because even my parents were like, that's insane.
That
like,
is, I mean, that's fucking arson, crazy.
He's going to get thrown out.
That is pretty wild. Also, and I love the parents. Like, we're like, what are you going to fucking stand up, Eli? You're going to let this fucking guy intimidate you.
Right. Yeah. They don't even say a word. They're just like,
they're just like the worst lawyers ever. Like, my client will do fucking 15 years in prison. Fucking throw it at him, dude. Yeah.
I love
he's
how
not a pussy, dude.
Your parents stuck to the street code more than worrying about you. They're like, don't rat, you fucking bitch. Get charged with arson.
My dad had just watched Goodfellas.
Okay.
So it was like, never rat on your friends. Like,
I'd rather you get pinched than be a rat.
That's true.
I'm like, we're not Italian.
Don't open your mouth. Never say shit about your friend.
My dad would say that all the time. Like, I remember one.
Keep your mouth shut.
I remember one time.
Say, we're not Italian.
Hey, good morning. Just so you know, we're not Italian.
Every time he did anything wrong, he's like, what's wrong with you? We're not Italian.
You're not a savage. I remember one time I was like, my dad like came into my room. I was like, dude, I was probably like 9. And my dad comes into my room. I was already in bed. My dad came home from work, I guess. And he sits down on my bed and he goes, he like says something in Hebrew.
We're not Italian.
Yeah. That's what I was laughing
at. He says something
good
in
night,
Hebrew.
Baby.
And I'm like,
we're not
he's
Italian.
Like, you know what that means? And I was like, no, he never taught me Hebrew. And he like translates, he's like, that's in the Bible. It says, never inform on anybody. Don't be a snitch.
Damn, I feel like your dad works for this.
It says don't be a snitch in the Bible.
Yeah, or like don't be an informant. And I'm like, that's like.
And then Jesus turned water
to
wine.
Come into my room, wake me up and tell me.
Your dad comes in covered in blood. Yeah. Let me tell you a little something from the Bible.
Yeah.
I feel like your dad worked for Mossad.
I don't think he did, but he had like some interesting friends.
Oh.
Like who?
Dun, 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 dun.
All of them have like nicknames.
Okay.
Right. It was like older guys, whatever. They also, by
is
the way,
just
almost
even
all
Israelis
them,
can't pronounce each other's names.
No, it's because all of them were like in the army together.
Oh, okay.
Right? And so like that's how they all have known each other for fucking ever when they were in the army together.
And, they live in the States?
Yeah, most of them do. Or a lot of them have money and they're back and forth.
It's dangerous for them to be in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Exactly. They'll be arrested, yeah.
They'll be technically the government had to disavow what they did.
That's Josh the
informer.
They'll
like go to the Hague.
Yeah.
But my dad, one time, my dad has a friend, he's called David something or other in Hebrew, and it means the hammer. Right?
Of course it is.
And so,
it's because of his dick size.
Yeah.
Exactly. He can extinguish any fire.
Best fireman in Tel Aviv.
Why do you call him? Is he a tough guy? He's like, no, he works for the fire.
Just, the Iron Dome is just like people like launching their piss and rockets coming in from Hamas.
Yeah. Wait, what is that? What's that?
It's an Israeli Iron defense
dome.
System.
Yeah, it like shoots rockets out of the sky.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking sick.
Sounds
it's pretty
cool.
Like, watch the videos of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Anyway, so like we're heading into the... My brother used to live in the city and like, he would come home... for dinner on Fridays when I was like in high school, right? My brother moved to the city when I was like 10. And so when I was like 13, 14, when my dad would drive my brother back to the city on Friday night, I'd go with him, right? I'd go with my dad and we'd like go out to like coffee shops and bars and like see his Israeli friends. And so we're driving into the city. It's like midnight. And my dad's like, to me and my brother, only once in the car, he's like, "What? I'm going to play a joke. Watch this." And we're like, okay. And he's like, "Don't say anything." And I'm like, okay. And so he calls over like the Bluetooth for the stereo in the car. He calls this guy the hammer. And he's like, he calls him and the guy answers. He's like, Rami, mashlumha. And he goes like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Where are you? And he's like, well, like, I'm at this place. And he goes like, look, shut up. I need you to help me get rid of a body.
Get out of here.
And it's like silent for like 10 thick seconds. And the guy's
thick
like,
seconds.
Where are you?
Wow.
That's the first thing he says. And my dad's like, I'm just fucking with you. Don't worry about it. And we're like, what
that
the
was your
fuck
dad
did
being
you guys
like,
used to do?
We're
dude?
In business. We do. Your dad's a fucking, he's something.
I don't know. I don't think he is.
I think
but
he's
that's
an
like
agent.
Such an insane thing to call your friend and say, and
bro,
then your friend's like, okay,
let's do
moving
it. Moving
to LA
it.
At 18.
Yeah, no,
you
my
think
dad,
he's just chilling?
My dad moved to LA when he was like 20. Because he enlisted in the army when he was 17.
Dude, your dad
and
is absolutely a Mossad agent.
Yeah.
That's fucking
sick. That'd be
awesome
if I found out it was like he was like, I went to the army at 17 and then I moved to Israel right after, or I moved to LA right after, and I found out you moved to LA at 26.
I watched
all the stuff that's hoarded in your basement is just covering up like ex-Nazi skeletons.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Wait,
dude,
I watched a documentary on the Mossad. How surprised, honestly, would you be if your dad was like, I've been working as a secret undercover agent for the last 50 years.
He's such a goofball. I would never. He does speak like 5 languages, but I would be shocked.
Bro, your motherfucking dad is.
He's kind of off the grid. He's got this weird old resident alien card.
He's not even a citizen.
Yeah.
Dude, your dad is a criminal.
I mean, that'd be sick. But if you met him, you'd be like, yeah, there's no way. Well, that's part unless of his whole personality
part
was
of his
like
cover
a cover.
Story.
Yeah.
He has a whole nother family. Yeah. He's Jake's dad. Yeah. He has a whole nother family.
I go down, I meet Jake's dad, and we both like try to pretend he's not my dad.
No, Jake's a psyop. Jake is in your life.
He's
a for
Jake's
a
an
ride.
Actor, yeah. Oh, Jacob's from a great, complete family.
Wait, so I'm my dad's kid, and I'm the operation?
You're the mark.
Yeah,
I'm actually like a clone of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that could be if your mom is some sort of like genetic relative of it. Your mom's
German.
Jewish, right? German Jew.
No, she
German?
converted when she met my dad.
Interesting.
Liebhauser. That was her last name.
It's come more convincing by the second.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
Yeah. Hey, convert or you're dead. Okay.
Right. We'll kill your children that we're gonna have.
Here's a cigarette, definitely not filled with
cyanide,
drugs.
Yeah.
All right. This is a random. This is way off topic. Do you have anything else? Because I just thought of this question. I wanted to ask.
You
all
ask
of our
this question.
Now.
I'll look at other shit.
Do you have what's the most? This have you ever been caught jerking off by your parents, or like have you ever had a very embarrassing moment with your fan? Like, what's the most embarrassing moment with your family?
Do you need to know how to like handle a situation?
No. I just I have a story that was quite embarrassing. So I could
the
tell
most
it.
Embarrassing moment with my family. Mm-hmm. I mean, like there was like one time I didn't get caught jerking off. Well, I kind of did. I like came home from school. I was in high school and I smoked weed after school and then I went to jerk off and I just fell asleep.
Oh, man.
And then I woke up. It was like dark. It's like however many hours later. And I woke up from a nap, which is already disorienting, and like a stoned nap. So I'm like, I don't even know like where or who I am. And I get up and just like my soft dick and balls are out. And so I put those away, and then I hear like noises downstairs.
I thought "put those away" was like what your dad
your mother,
said.
Yeah.
Put those away. I like wake up, and my dad is just sitting in a chair across the room, and he's like, "Put those away.
Put those away. We have business to take care of.
You gotta help me get rid of a body."
He goes, "Before we do this, we're not Italian.
You gotta go downstairs and put out the fire. So
drink up."
No, so I go downstairs, and my dad's like in the kitchen, and he's like making dinner, and like we sit down and we're eating, and we're like together for like a half hour. And after a little bit, he's just like, hey, why was I went upstairs. Why was your bulbul out?
Yeah.
Which is what he calls bulbul. Your balls, right? Your bulbul. And I was like, what? And he goes, I went upstairs and you were just lying on the bed asleep with your balls out. And I was like, I fell asleep when I was getting changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your dad's like, really your dad's just been getting pussy so consistently for so long. He like, the concept of masturbation isn't even in there.
Right. He's like, why would you do
he's
that?
He's like, there was penis out, but there was no woman next to you. I do not understand.
Not even a man.
Yeah. There was no fire. What was going on? what was one rule that your family had that you don't think other families had?
Okay. You can't drink water at the dinner table.
What?
Yeah, you're not allowed. You could have like when we would have dinner together. You could. My dad was like really because he grew up really poor.
Now my mind's back on the fire thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was like, my dad grew up
always be
poor,
ready, dude.
So
911 could call at any moment.
You need to save the water.
There's a house fire. We need all the habas down here immediately.
He like thought you had to like.
Then you go down a stripper pole
the way you do
to the basement to get into their.
Yeah,
civic.
But then you have to like walk to go to the garage. This is the part of it. Wait.
No water at the
no
table.
No water at the... Well, okay. So my dad was like, you could put...
No wonder
you're
an alcoholic.
You on your... Well, to
at seven,
day,
they were like, drink
I'll
beer
like,
or get out, you pussy.
I'll like go on a date with a girl and I'll like, we'll be hanging out, whatever. And she's like, you don't drink any water. And I'm like, yeah, well, we're still eating. So we're not
you're just like smoking, you're just like smoking, yeah. Chain smoking
I
cigarettes
can eat
at the table.
A surprising amount of food and like dry food without like even when I, if I'm eating food, I start drinking water. I'm like, oh, the meal's like over. I'm
what's the reason for that?
So my dad was like, you have to eat all the food on your plate. So this is actually a pretty common immigrant thing. I've talked to children of other immigrants, and they had, like, if not a similar rule, they had experience with this, where, like, my dad would be like, you can put whatever you want on your plate. You don't have to be like, don't take all the chicken or whatever. Don't be a dick. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's no limit here. Like, you can have whatever you want. If you put it on your plate, you can't put it back.
TJ's family rules. TJ, please, God, don't eat everything on your plate every time.
Don't start and finish the meal with a gallon of ice cream.
Don't eat the plate.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I said that,
good.
And TJ was like, maybe I will come over for dinner. So, like, we you put anything.
Yeah, you know what?
Plate.
I'll be Jewish for a second.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I heard there was unlimited chicken.
No water. That's fine.
Yeah. So whatever you put on your plate.
Can you drink Coke?
You have to finish everything on your plate. No, we didn't, like.
No liquids.
We didn't have soda the house. We didn't grow up drinking soda. So you have a glass of water on the table, and that was it. You had that one glass of water, and, like, it was a lot of times, like, fucking spicy food,
right?
You know? So it'd be like, you could have that glass of water, but if you finish it, that's it. You can't have any more water until you're done eating. So we never drank water until we were done eating. Because once you start drinking water, you're like, oh, that's right, I'm fucking thirsty. And so you just keep doing it because it feels good.
Your dad knew that the water wasn't going to run out, right?
No, the idea was that water makes you full.
Oh.
And so you won't finish your food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's still crazy.
Yeah, that's not true.
No,
yeah.
It's not. But it also, but like, I've talked to, like, people that, like, their parents are from, like, Cuba or something. I was like, yeah, water fills you up. It's
just, like,
interesting.
That's what their starving, like, farmer parents told them is, like, yeah, they're just like, yeah, I guess I'm full.
But
I had water and no food today.
More water because, like, that'll fill you up and then you're not hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like, finish
it does. I mean, it fills you up a little bit.
Your dad is group eating, like, 8 chickpeas a day.
But it would just make you eat less food.
Right.
Yeah. Instead, you're stuffing yourself with food and then you're washing it down with water.
Okay.
How strict was that? Where it's like, if you had a water, they'd be like,
oh, yeah.
No.
It was, you don't get up from the table. It was strict.
That's awesome.
It was strict. Also, like, if you don't finish all the food on your plate, it's like, I don't know if he was going to hit me, but, like,
it was going to be an issue.
He would call. He would call the hammer.
Big issue.
He would call the hammer.
Was it like, no, he would beat the shit out of us himself.
Really? You got beat as a child?
I wouldn't say beat, like, child abuse.
No,
but, like,
one,
if I got in trouble, I got hit.
No one who gets hit by their parents is like, yeah, I mean, he hit me close fist, but he didn't, like, hit me.
He hit me with a bat, dude. My dad, like, hit me with a cricket bat. My mom. One time I was like,
cricket bat.
My dad
sat
me in a chair.
All right.
I know.
Stop
whining.
That
was the most frustrating thing. My dad hit me with a bat and it fucking hurt, but it was a cricket bat, so it was like a little gay.
He threw you off the ground.
I couldn't even, like, tell my friends.
He's like, all right, TJ, go put on your schoolgirl uniform and then come back down here.
And they're like, oh, like aluminum or wood? And I was like a cricket bat. And they're like, oh, I didn't know your dad.
Oh, so a stick.
Yeah.
A long stick.
No,
a thin.
It's a bat. It's like a little hockey stick. It hurt, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
My dad one time,
then,
like
while he's doing it,
he's
like, why do you have this?
Oh, yeah. It was like, can you believe somebody's
I just collect
this
everything.
Out?
Why is this wrapped in leather?
I collect everything. That's my thing. I'm Eli's
dad. My dad would hit me a lot because he was an immigrant, but he grew up like a poor immigrant, so he would just hit me with stuff he was proud of.
Just whatever was around.
Yeah. He'd be like, can you believe somebody threw this away?
Yeah.
There's a banana peel.
He would just find stuff in the trash.
Hit you with like his trade school diploma?
No, he like one time like came in. I was also a difficult child to raise. Like, I got in a lot of trouble. I got arrested, had to go to court 3 times in high school.
We
I
never
got
finished the arson story.
More than that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he didn't snitch. So then he got charged with arson.
Well, the dude was essentially like, if you don't tell me who they are, I'm going to charge you with arson. And even my parents were like, that's laughable, man. And he was like, no.
Fucking
I looked
do
it, up.
Bitch.
It was the driest march on record for the past 10 years. And so with that knowledge, the reckless behavior of lighting off smoke bombs in the woods would classify it as arson.
A lot of 15-year-olds know how fucking dry it is outside.
Yeah, I can remember the last 10 marches, dude.
What
but
if,
then, there's something different out
and
here.
And then he like
what
gave
a
me
pussy.
A confession. And he's like, if you don't sign this, I'm going to charge you with perjury. And I didn't know what perjury was, and neither did my parents. And so I signed it.
That's
and
fine. Charge me with a word? That's
yeah,
fucking
exactly.
whatever,
Well, it
dude.
Sounded bad. I go to court. We get a lawyer. I go to court. And my lawyer's like, why'd you sign a confession? You should never, ever, ever do that. Ever. Doesn't matter what. You never sign anything. And you absolutely never sign anything without a lawyer. And for that matter, you don't ever talk to the cops without a lawyer. And we were like, yeah, but like I barely did anything. It's like, it doesn't matter. Like our hands are like so tied with this now because you signed this thing. And I was like, he said he was going to charge me with perjury. And he's like, that's not possible. He can't. Only a judge can because you have to lie under oath in a courtroom to get charged with perjury.
It's also funny that like you were like, well, I feel like if you just never told them that you had been the one setting off smoke bombs, there really wouldn't have been anything they could do.
Right.
You'd just be like, it's some other, we're in Jersey. It's some other brown haired kid. I don't know.
Yeah, but I was scared and whatever.
Yeah,
and
I know. Kids get scared. You know? Fucking police.
I didn't think I was going to get in that much trouble. But right. Then we like go to court. We're in Newark, New Jersey, in a courtroom, like the Superior Courthouse on Washington Street in Newark, New Jersey. Not the first case these guys have heard that day. right? And so I go in and I'm like this white kid from the suburbs and like he's charged with arson. And he's like pretty much he's like, oh, what did he burn down like his foster parents' house? And then they find out and like this is a fucking joke, dude. So they threw out the
case. It says right here he peed it out. What's the problem?
They threw it out.
I had to write like an essay. And then they put me on a PTI, pre-trial intervention.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
What is hold on, are we can we should wrap up soon, right?
What do you call grandma and grandpa?
I have one living grandparent. I call her Nana.
You didn't have to make us sad with all that other stuff before you said that. You could have said Nana.
All my parents are dead.
Yeah. My grandpas have been dead for a long time.
Have they?
My grandpa on my mom's side, who I guess I would call him Papa.
Hey, Papa.
He died
hey,
when Papa. I was 18.
He was strudel pop.
And then my dad's
Your dad killed him for fucking being an SS guard?
Exactly. He was a Nazi. It was a long...
Yeah.
My dad's dad died when my dad was 11.
When your dad
was
11.
How so?
Yeah.
Wait, did he get murdered? Like, himself?
Actually...
Wait, I want to hear the murder story.
So my dad's dad died when my dad was 11 years old. My dad's like the oldest of like four or five, I'm not even sure, in Israel. And they didn't grow up, they grew up fucking poor. His mom was a Holocaust survivor. Her family was eliminated in the Holocaust when she was eight.
Eliminated is a funny word to say.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were. They were like, her parents were like fucking executed in front of her when she was eight.
Right.
Lived in the woods for a long time.
Did your
time.
Mom die, Dad? Eliminated.
She was eliminated. And then my dad's dad was a Jew from Iraq. So they both like moved to Israel. They had nothing, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's in a car accident or hit by a car or something on his way to work one day.
Hilarious.
Killed, right? Have every good love story opens up.
Right.
So he's dead. And they like call my grandmother and they're like, your husband died.
And okay, next
with,
one.
Like the loss that she came from. Recently, you know, it would have been like 15 years before.
No, they go, of course.
No, they go, your husband died. She goes, what? What is that? Yeah. Your husband was eliminated.
Oh, why did you say so?
Yeah. Like, yeah, he died in a fire. No one was there to pee on it. Anyway, so he dies in a car accident. And rather than to tell.
The car accident burns
kids,
in fire. Everybody in the surrounding cars just out of their car starts peeing on it.
But it was they didn't drink enough water because they just had dinner. So
help!
None
save
of them
him,
had enough.
Save him from elimination.
Yeah. We're all on our way to a meal right now. So drinking water and no one's hydrated.
Yeah.
Is anybody finished dinner yet? We need somebody who's
lunch,
finished
something.
Dinner.
Wait, so killed in the car.
Before
so
this guy gets eliminated.
They call my grandmother like, your husband's dead. And rather than to tell the kids that their dad died, because that would be horrible to learn that your dad just fought, he was there last night and he's dead today. And mm-hmm. That's it. You'll never see him again. She thought it would be better to tell them that he ran off to Paris with another woman.
That's awesome.
And they would never see him again.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah. And so my dad, who's like 11 at the time,
became
the
a womanizer.
Just his dad just is
like,
cool.
He's just like, fuck that guy. Yeah. You're like, we have fucking nothing.
Right.
And we're in a country that's at war all the time.
That seems like a flash
we're
decision by a grandma.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, fuck, I'm kind of stuck with this.
Like,
yeah.
She like said it, and then she's like, I guess I'm sticking with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that would be weird if 3 days later she was like, I was just kidding. He's dead. I was just kidding. He's eliminated.
But so my dad, like, fucking.
I gotcha,
him,
you stupid
right?
bitch. Why would you believe that?
My dad,
why would
like,
he go to Paris? We can't even afford dinner.
My dad hates his dad. Right, despises him. He's a fucking piece of shit. Ran out on us. My dad's like working to like support the family at like 11 years old, and he's at like a
My dad's
family
fucking
party.
Pussy.
It's at like a family party 3 years later, and he's like talking to one of his dad's brothers. Right, so it's his uncle on his father's side, and he's just talking shit about his dad. And he's like, that fucking like piece of shit ran out on us. Blah blah blah, whatever. And the dad's brother was just like, he was a good guy. Like, you know, like, I've had it with this. This is a crazy lie. So he tells my dad, he's like, dude, like, your dad never left. He loved you. He died that morning. Like, he was on his way to work to provide for the family. He fucking died before he like come home. He never left. That was like a lie your mom said. My dad was so mad he moved out at like 14.
Yeah, I was gonna
moved
say
out of the house.
He must be mad at your mom.
Oh,
how
yeah.
many siblings did your dad have?
I think four. And then
two
so my dad was the
11.
Oldest. And then he found out like 10 years ago that he has a half sister from his mom and a different dude that she
Damn.
Gave up for adoption who lives in America. She lives in Las Vegas. So like he had another family member the whole time that, older than him that he always thought he was the only one living in America. And like just like he was alone here. And turns out he had another one.
Have they met up?
They talk every once in a while. She'll like come over for, we're not like super close, but they will talk.
She still live in Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. I think she lives in like Tahoe now.
Okay.
Or Reno. Reno. They live in Reno, not Vegas. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I have like a cousin who's like fucking hilarious. He's a cool guy. Just had a kid. Yeah.
Dope. That's cool.
What's your favorite memory with your family?
Like happy?
No, just like, I don't know, anything.
What's your very favorite memory?
I don't know.
Don't cry, dude.
Yeah.
Relax.
I don't know. I have like a lot of memories of like laughing really hard. Like my mom especially making me laugh really hard. She's a very good storyteller at like Friday night dinners whenever we would have. She had like stock stories. She had like three or four of them. And she would like, it's such like an old person like entertainer kind of thing.
Yeah. She's like a,
and so like people,
she's like a Borscht Belt entertainer.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're like long stories and they're very funny. And so she would tell those stories. And
yeah, but
just,
did
like,
you get annoyed?
Laugh.
By them, well, you're like, no, the 17th laugh, time, like, you'd be like, all right, time, let me guess me what laugh. Happened next.
It was like fun, dude, to like listen. To, it was almost like when you're like doing,
he gave
like
you a cigarette.
A famous comics bit, and like you know all the punches, and like you're still like enjoying it or whatever. It was like that kind of thing where I'd like listen to her tell the story. I'd like,
he gave
so
you a cigarette. Everything. Next thing you know, you're in his room and you're blowing him. All right, we get it.
Yeah, those were the stories. Like this one time your dad came on my stomach. Yeah.
But then he started finishing in me. A few months later, you're born. Here yeah. we are.
Yeah, that was my birds and the bees competition. Yeah. Yeah, my dad was like, you're going to watch how we do it.
Yeah. Your dad's like, look, you nut inside of a woman long enough, a baby's going to pop out eventually.
Right. You're going to watch how we do it, yeah. and then you're going to get a girlfriend. Yeah. I'm going to watch how you do it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's lovely family stuff.
That's family therapy.
Thank you. That's family therapy. And with that, yeah. thank you so much for joining us, Eli Haba. Thank do you have anything you. To plug?
Jake and I just started releasing our podcast, Peanut Butter Trap.
Where can you find it?
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts?
No.
Probably.
No.
No, I think yes, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then some of them, the video of the whole thing is I'll put on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Eli has an 8 p.m. show that he runs at the Grizzly Pear every Monday.
Every Monday, that 8 p.m.
Jason's not on.
That I'm no longer on because I am through, fucking dude. Bitch.
Yeah, bitch tits.
All right. This has been Family Portraits. Have a good one.
Thank you.